Now, have you been racing to social media recently? Have you been angry? Have you been in some way posting comments that 24 hours after you post them, you regret to some extent? There is a lot of angst out there at the moment, especially in relation to the tragic events in Manchester. Let me speak to Wayne Denner from waynedenner.com. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Wayne, there are very strict rules and regulations. No matter how angry you are, you cannot spout hate on your social media site.
Indeed, and people just need to be very, very careful in relation to what they're posting, what they're sharing, even what they're retweeting on social media. In some cases, can get them in difficult situations. It's very, very easy to turn to social media and vent your frustration. Of course, social media has been a great way to highlight issues and concerns that are happening around the world. You know, this isn't a freedom of speech issue, but people really, really do need to be careful before they post things on social media, and also be careful about making any unfounded claims.
The rules are very simple here on the radio. People sometimes wonder why, they ask me why I cut a woman off a few days ago who was making unbelievably derogatory comments about the fashion choice of a Muslim woman. And there are the strictest of rules regarding hate speech on the radio airwaves. How similar are the rules in social media?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same. If you're making comments, if you're posting claims on social media, I mean, defamatory is a real, real issue when it comes to the internet and social media, and people making claims, unfounded claims, and really not thinking before they post, and even sharing things on that maybe other people have said. I mean, the law does really take a hardline approach on that, and is really starting to look at this stuff, and people are finding themselves before the courts more and more in relation to comments that they cannot defend on social media, or comments that they've made on social media that are untrue, and, you know, they're leaving themselves opened for, you know, issues around libel and defamation, and open to substantial damages. So again, it's important to be careful about what you're posting on social media, and always think before you post. And even if you go back and delete something, there's a good chance that somebody could have screenshotted that and posted that somewhere else around the web. So you do leave yourself in a difficult situation.
It is incredible what people are posting. Some of it anonymously. You don't know who the individual is who's behind the Twitter account or the Facebook account or whatever the social media account happens to be. Can they be tracked if they don't have their name in the public place?
Yeah, well, the laws are changing in relation to anonymous accounts, in relation to social media providers having to work a lot more with law enforcement in relation to unmask these trolls who are using social media in that way. And I mean, even if you think of your account set to private, and only a few select people, a few close people that you know, or maybe that you have similar views with, there's always that risk that somebody could share it and post it somewhere else around the internet, placing you in a very, very difficult situation. So it's very, very important that, you know, people are very, very careful with what they're commenting on and what they're sharing on social media.
Okay. Wayne Denner from waynedenner.com. Thank you.